What's up, everybody? Welcome to Uncut Demeanor, the podcast. My name is Stephen Long, and I get the honor and the privilege of being the host and the founder of Uncut Demeanor. Make sure you follow us on our social media platforms at Uncut Demeanor, the podcast, where we will be dropping content from each week's episodes. Also, if you would like to donate to the podcast, you can do so on Cash App at Million Dollars. That is M-I-L-L-I-E-O-N dollars. Thank you for your contributions, and let's get excited. Let's get ready for today's episode as we jump in. I'll see you on the inside. What's up, everybody? Welcome back to Uncut Demeanor, the podcast. We are in our third week of the intentionality series, y'all. And we are going to talk about low self-concept and identity today. And I am just super excited because y'all have been tuning in with me. Y'all have been rocking it. Like, for real, when I tell y'all, this series has impacted me a lot, and I really hope it's been impacting you and just giving me just the vision to see more of what intentionality looks like, not only for me as a person, but God's intentionality with us as well. And so I'm just super excited. So we just going to go ahead and jump straight in today. And I got a couple verses for you as always. So we're going to start off with Genesis 1:27. And it says, "So God created mankind in his own image. In the image of God, he created them. Male and female, he created them." And so that just lets you know God's intentionality when he created you. So when you talk about your identity, when you talk about who you are as a person, remember that God, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, God created you in his image. And he created male and female in his image. So when you are struggling with your identity, just remember exactly who God created you to be, right? I remember there was a time when I was younger, and I was so lost in the sauce. Like, let me be real with y'all. You know, growing up with the rough childhood like I have, it just kind of like I had to figure out who I was as a person. I had to figure out who I was. And I think that there is not just for somebody who grows up in a rough background, right? But for everybody as a person, when you are growing up, you have to figure out who you are as a person. And to do that, you have to dig inside and do some internal work. And you have to talk to God about this, because God will tell you exactly who you are. And so that's why it's so important that we keep our sword strong. We keep our sword sharp. And what I mean by that is staying in his word, right? Because now, just looking at the first verse I shared, now we know God created us in his image. There's nothing that we should be fearful about, because we are made in the image of the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings. And this next verse I'm going to share is spot on. It hits the nail on the head, because if you are struggling with your identity, if you are struggling where you think your life is going, this verse is going to be critical. And this has been one of my favorite verses for a very long time. And it's Jeremiah 29:11. It says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future." My identity is in Christ, and Christ knows the plans he has for me. And those plans that he has for me are to prosper me and not to harm me. Plans to give me hope and a future. So when you're starting to struggle with some things, I want you to get some verses that you can really stand on. I want you to get some verses that tell you exactly who you are in Christ. And then this next one, the intentionality of God, of Jesus Christ. Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart. I anointed you as a prophet to the nations. Jeremiah 1:5. Lord, that one is heavy for me. I'm not going to lie to y'all, just because it's like, you were so intentional that you knew me before I was ever formed in my mother's womb. You knew me and knew the plans that you had for my life before you ever allowed my mother to conceive me in her womb. Bruh. So I must have a fire identity. Like God must been like, yeah, that's the one right there, boy. Trying to tell you, like, when you think about yourself, like, it's not to be like just boasting and bragging on yourself, but like, we are God's children. We was made in his image. He knows the plans he has for me. He knew me before he ever formed me in my mama's womb. Who are you to say something to me? And it's not to be prideful or arrogant or any of those things, right? But it's just to know who your father is. Like, our Heavenly Father has never lost a battle. Our Heavenly Father is, he has no rivals. Like, who can go up against God? Who? Tell me. Because they can't. And then this last verse I'm going to share is 2 Corinthians 5:17. And it says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come, the old has gone, the new is here. And so I kind of really want to break this down a little bit, because I think a lot of times we have this image of ourselves of who we used to be, and we carry that image with us. Oh, I was this broken person. Oh, I was this lustful person. Oh, I was this grimy person. Oh, I did this and I did that and yada yada. But once you gave your life to Christ, the old you has gone and the new is here. God renews your mind, your body, your spirit. When you give your life to Christ, there is a transformation that starts in you. And it literally says it in the word. The new creation has come and the old has gone. So I want y'all to kind of think about these verses as I'm getting ready to go over a couple things. I want to talk about your identity in Christ as number one, right? Because our identity in Christ is very crucial. When you want to talk about identity and the things that we lack and having a low self-concept, like, God did not create you to be average. God never designed you to be average. He designed you to be great. He designed you in his image. Do you not know that he is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords? He designed you to be exactly who you are supposed to be. God don't make no mistakes. And I'm going to tell you right now, if he brought you on this earth, he has a purpose and a plan for your life. And that means that he thought about you before you ever conceived in your mama's womb. And so when you gave your life to Christ, you became a new creation and the old you was gone. So therefore, I want you to start to remember God's promises. Your identity matters, and you should have a high self-value, right? You should value yourself because your life is valuable. God did not create something that was not valuable. So Stand on 10 toes and know what God says about you. For he says, I'm the head and I'm not the tail. And he says, I'm above and not beneath. That he says, once I gave my life to him, I'm a new creation. That he says he knows the plans he has for my life, plans to prosper me, not to harm me, but to give me hope in the future. He said that he created me in his own image. Why would I not walk that out? God's word is the truth. I'm going to stand on the truth, baby. If I'm going to do anything, I'm going to stand on the truth. So I really want y'all to think about who you are in Christ and who God says you are. Because I think a lot of times what happens is you look on social media so much. Like, how much time do we spend on social media that we are just literally hearing and seeing all of these people post their best life, right? Their best life. And literally, as they're posting their best life, we're over here comparing it. And a lot of times, it's not even their real life, y'all. Let's be real. And then we think that, oh, we nobody because they just posted some pics over there and doing this and doing that. And their life is so great. But let me tell you something. Everybody is fighting a battle we know nothing about. And so why are you over there comparing yourself to somebody who has nothing to do with you? For one, God gave each of us our own gifts, our own talents, and our own abilities. He literally placed special gifts inside of you. God does not make mistakes, y'all. I don't know how many times I got to tell y'all this. God does not make mistakes. And he did not make a mistake when he put that music gift inside of you. He did not make a mistake when he put that speaking gift inside of you, that photography gift inside of you, that shepherding gift inside of you, that pastoring gift inside of you. Whatever it is that you have, that drawing gift inside of you, the gift that you thought nobody would ever... Listen, he did not make any mistakes. So I want y'all to really sit there and think about everything that he has placed inside of you. I want you to think about who you are in Christ, because at the end of the day, knowing who you are in Christ and knowing who he says you are the biggest parts of your identity. Like, God literally went and sent his only begotten son down here to live a life, a perfect life on top of that, but still fulfill the Father's will. And I wasn't Jesus, so I can't say, but do you think that he ever questioned his identity? Because in the word, I don't ever remember seeing God question his identity. Now, if y'all know something I don't know, hey, please tell me. And if it aligns with scripture, then you know what I mean? I will believe it. But I remember reading the Bible and God saying, Jesus saying, like, you know, God sent me here. I have to be about my Father's business. He knew who his identity was from the jump. He was like, yo, my Father sent me here to do his will. Guess what? God brought you in this world to do his will. He has identity for you. He has purpose for you. He has freedom for you. He has all of these things. We have to surrender. We have to surrender. So, as you are surrendering these false identities of yourself, oh, I'm gangsta, oh, I'm this, oh, I'm that. It also says in the word that life and death is in the power of the tongue. Be careful what you say you are and what you're not, because that plays into your identity too. And you start to believe those things. As you start to continue to tell yourself those things, you start to believe them and you start to think that that's really who you are. God didn't create you to be nothing, no fool. God didn't create you to be foolish. So I'm going to tell you right now, if you are struggling with identity, just know, like, that is not the end of your story. Who you were at one point in your life is not always going to be who you are in the next part of your life. God takes us through seasons to build us, to grow us, to mold us. How long does it take to form a diamond? It takes time to form a diamond. It has to go through a whole process. So I want y'all to think about that. Like, you are a diamond, and God took his time preparing you, forming you, and all of these things. He was very intentional about each and every one of his children. So please, don't be so hard on yourself. Remember what the Word of God says, and stay in, just like in Ephesians 5 or Ephesians 6, I think it is, where God talks about putting on the whole armor of God. Yeah, we're going to need to do that, because that's where the enemy tries to get you. Oh, he tries to get you on your identity. Oh, he going to try to get you to thinking that, oh, well, I'm just being a good person, or I'm just doing this. Oh, is that what God wants you to do? Because everything that you do is attached to your identity. And so I want you to think about those things as you are making decisions. Because guess what? God gives us free will, y'all. So we can shut out who God wants us to be. But God already put a purpose and a plan for your life. If you want to choose to not be exactly who God called you to be, then at that point, you're playing with your own identity. And last time I checked, none of us are perfect and none of us are God. So I think we should let God tell us who we are, because God is the all-knowing, all-seeing. It says in his word, he never leaves us nor forsakes us. It says that we are the head and not the tail. It says that he formed us in our mother's womb, and he knew us before he formed us in our mother's womb. He ordained us to be a prophet to the nations. Go and speak the gospel. God called you to be a servant to his house. What does that look like? It looks different for everybody. Some people use their creative gifts. Some people use their people skills. Some people use their pastoring skills. Some people use their shepherding skills. Some people use their music skills and be worshipers. It does not matter, but God placed something inside of you, and you need to go after it with all your heart. Because let's be real, once you know who you are and you're chasing things that are not of you, what do you think that's really doing? That's holding you back from everything that God has for you. And I don't know about you, but I don't want to get to heaven and God be like, well, I had all this for you, but it would have corrupted your heart. I had all this for you, but you wasn't walking in obedience. No, I want everything that God has for me. And I'm not just talking about finances. I'm talking about peace. I'm talking about freedom. I'm talking about finances. I'm talking about the family. I'm talking about my kids. I'm talking about my wife. I'm talking about all of these things. I want everything God has for me. If God says it's for me, then it's for me, and I'm going for it. Look, I always tell God, I say, look, if you ain't going with me, I ain't going. I don't know what. Listen, I'm not stranding off in the wilderness. I seen what the Israelites did when they wandered around for 40 years. I'm not about to be like that. I can't. No, sir. I know who my God is. I know who my Lord and Savior is. So I'm not playing that game. Listen, don't play with who you are, because God made you into the special person that you are today. Everything that you went through, everything that you encountered, everything that you're endured or enduring or going through currently, or you're fighting against currently. Listen, God knows exactly who you are. God knows exactly what he designed you for. Surrender. Find freedom. Open up your heart Ask him for the spiritual ears to hear his word. Listen, God will speak to you, and you won't even know that he's speaking to you at times. But that's why we need to fast. That's why we need to be in our word. That's why we need to be praying, because God will reveal his characteristics to you, and God will guide you and lead you, and you will start to hear his word as you dig in deeper and deeper and deeper. So I don't ever want you to feel like, no, I can't do this, I can't do that. No, you can do anything that you put your mind to. You were created in the image of God. Don't play with that. Get you around some people who will hold you accountable. Get around some people who will tell you the truth about yourself. The truth will build you up. I promise you. The truth will build you up. Be exactly who you are. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. God already has the plans for you. You know, I think a lot of times the people we're friends with have the biggest influence on us. So the people we spend the most time with have the biggest influence on us. And a lot of times, you know, we're kind of similar in the people that we hang around. And so I want you to think about and analyze your circle of friends that you're around and start to say, like, okay, God, is this where you want me to be at? Is this who you want me to be with? Like, God, anybody that you don't want around me, can you just close them off? Can you give us a conversation to have that kind of solidifies like our separation as friends or lovers or whatever the case may be, right? Because God is so amazing that God will start to remove people out of your life. And you'll be like, but wait, God, I didn't want it. And God's like, yeah, but you didn't see what I seen. You didn't see the conversation they had behind your back. Listen, you cannot let people affect you, but just keep going. Keep doing your thing and keep doing what you're supposed to be doing. God will protect you. God will lead you and God will guide you in all ways. Listen, my life was crazy before this. If you haven't heard my testimony, go to the last month's episodes. That's my whole entire testimony. And y'all should listen to it and tap in. Like, I speak from a place of experience because self-doubt and comparing yourself to others is not where it's at. Like, it really is not. So I want y'all to just take some time and really think over all this stuff. And if there is anybody out here right now who is like, man, I hear you talking about this God who created us in his image. I hear you talking about this God who knew me before I was ever formed in my mother's womb. I want to know who that God is. I want to have a conversation with him. Well, you can do it today. Let's start by surrendering your life to Christ, right? And I just want you to say a quick small prayer for me for salvation. And it goes like this. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you and I praise you and I honor you. Lord, I believe that you are the Lord of my life. I give you access to all of me. Lord, be my Lord and be my Savior. I believe that you went to the cross, you were hung on the cross, you were buried, and you resurrected 3 days later. Be my Lord, be my Savior, and use me for your glory. In Jesus' mighty name I pray. Amen. Hey, shout out to everybody who literally just gave their life to Christ. You can shoot me a DM, or you can find me on Facebook and you can hit me up there. I know from experience that this is about to be the best transformation of your life. It's going to take time. It's not going to be easy. None of that. But God is going to move in a way that you've never seen him before. Keep walking in that obedience. Also, now that you gave your life to Christ, when you're ready, when you feel the Holy Spirit tugging, I also recommend you going to get baptized. Go to your local church and tell them you want to get baptized and figure out when they do baptisms. And just go from there. I just want y'all to continue to be intentional about everything that we're going through right now, all the topics that we're covering. And this one was definitely a head on the spot for me. And it just like made me realize, like, man, sometimes we need to be intentional about who God created us to be, because God don't play about his children. God don't play about you. God don't play about me. He don't play about your mama, your sister, your brother, none of that. So I pray that this touches somebody. I just want to say, if this was your first Monday with us and you just tapping in, like, yo, this is a platform where you want to be at. We are going to grow in Christ. We're going to find more purpose, right? We're going to talk about God and biblical principles. We are going to dive in and really get to know God and just be intentional about getting to know him. So look, I love y'all so much, and I'm grateful that y'all tapped in with me. And I just pray that this really touched somebody. I really pray that this helps somebody encounter the love of Christ, because really that's all we're here to do, is just lead people to Christ and go through some different verses and literally lay out the topics that are at hand, lay out the topics that I feel God placing on my heart. Because at the end of the day, this is not my podcast, this is God's podcast. And what y'all are listening to is me being used as a vessel for God. So I just thank you, I praise you, and I honor you, Lord Jesus Christ, for using me as a vessel. Lord, be here with each and every one of us, and Lord, and continue to be a blessing to each and every one of us. Oh, Heavenly Father, we love you, we honor you, and we thank you. It's in Jesus' mighty name that we pray. Amen and amen. Look, I'm gonna see y'all next week, and I'm just grateful that y'all jumped in. So I'm gonna holler at y'all. Peace.